Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Hi, this is Booker T, the five-time WCW champion. And you're listening to SNS Radio Network.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, TPP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. Stay tuned or you will feel bang!
Hey, you listen on the SNS Network, and that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold Set Show.
The world is listening.
The only wrestling show in the South Bay, I bring you rants on the broad spectrum of professional wrestling from a hardcore fan's perspective. What's going on, everybody? Brian Maverick Bertrand here.
You're listening to Running the Ropes with Brian Maverick Bertrand on KJCC.
A beautiful day in the Bay indeed. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Maverick Bertrand with you once again, bringing you another edition of Running the Ropes right here on the SNS Radio Network, the Unchained Wrestling Network, and KJCC 104.1 FM, Real Campus Radio. Brian Maverick Bertrand with you. I don't know how everyone's week was. Of course, it's kind of a different set up today because San Jose City College is actually going to be on spring break all of this week, so getting the episode on the air is going to be a challenge. But what I'm going to do is I'm playing last week's episode this week. Hold on one sec. I'm playing last week's episode today, and I'm going to have it the next episode after everyone's stuff today. So that way it'll be back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back shows from last week, kind of like a marathon of content, if you will. So that's good. I've been rather content the last couple of weeks. Last week, my folks, a.k.a. my roommates, went on their vacation this week. Last week, and they had a great time. They went to the West Caribbean, although they should have went to the East Caribbean because that was a better trip, and less like weather hazards like hurricanes and stuff out that way. But this week, they're back to work, and I'm on spring break, so I don't have school, but I still have some work coming in. So at least that way, we. I'm okay. But what was funny about work last week was that it was going to be a two-day job, kind of lowered to a one-day job. So I was kind of irritated with that because I would have loved to get some extra hours. But considering that it would have been the same hours anyway, I'm not too worried about it. So it's a good day all around. I wanted to mention also that on May 17th, big shout out again to Kirk White. Thank you for calling in last week talking about the Ultimate Warrior, talking about all the great times he's had working with him that one time in LA and just sharing his memories and his thoughts with him. I'm glad to I was actually humbled. Very humbled by his presence on the show, so that was cool. But one thing I wanted to mention was that Nancy Grace. Okay, I've been on KJCC before talking about this. Hold on, one sec. There we go. Okay, they're doing the landscaping today. They do it every day. So, anyway, I've been very vocal on Facebook and Google Plus, since I'm on Google Plus, because like I'm a nerd guy and I live in the Bay Area and Google's in the Bay Area, so like, yeah. Anyway, talking about Ultimate Warrior, and what's funny was that she had someone on there that didn't have really much of a relationship with Ultimate Warrior, except for the Hall of Fame induction. So, a drink for the working man, as Stone Cold would say. But he, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Diamond Dallas Page. I love him. I am a super fan of his. Well, not so much a super fan, but I do respect the hell out of the guy, because both his boys are inducted in the Hall of Fame. Of course, Jake the Snake Roberts and Scott Hall, a.k.a. Reza Ramon, back in there. And he goes on Nancy Grace, and he just not sure what to do. Of course, Nancy Grace goes off about steroids and all this other just stupidity, being a super right-wing conservative. I don't know if, I don't want to say if she's a Republican or not, but I wouldn't be surprised. But just the fact that she brought DDP on to talk and just does not give him any sense of room to talk, anything to speak on wrestling, anything to speak on all that. She did the same thing before with a medical marijuana advocate, I want to say probably about 6 months ago. And never, same old thing. Never gave him room to talk. Never, you know, made anything on there. So my advice to any professional wrestler out there, blacklist Nancy Grace. Blacklist her from interviews. Do not go on her show, because all she's going to do is just badmouth the business. That's all it is. That's all she's ever been doing. That's all she's ever known for, was badmouthing, jumping to conclusions, not doing any bit of research whatsoever. And I want to join in on, you know, and I put it out there on Twitter. Hashtag boycott Nancy. Boycott it. No one should have to watch this show. Her whole demographic are middle-aged white women from the South. That's it. And this is the same South that is known for slavery and for right-wing conservative Republicans, right-wing conservative Republican presidents, George Bush, and so many other things. I mean, it's ridiculous. And to have her come on, to have her come on her show, talk about wrestling as, you know, just a bunch of guys on steroids and all that. I mean, yeah, and DDP said it. Paige said it. They all did it. 1980s? Hell yeah, they were doing it. Why do you think they were all juiced up? But now reports are coming out that the drugs had nothing to do with his death. Gee, think about that for a sec. Drugs were not directly related to his untimely, very untimely death. And for that, I publicly demand that Nancy Grace comes on her show on Headline News and apologizes for her misconstrued, conclusion-jumping, conservative views and the accusation of steroids. I want a public apology, because as a fan, I was insulted. I was insulted for DDP, I was insulted for the Ultimate Warrior, I was insulted for the Ultimate Warrior's family, and I was insulted for I was insulted as a fan. Because, you know, these guys put their ass on the line almost every day. Almost every day. You know, you want to go back to steroids and all that. Look at Hulk Hogan. You know, Hulk Hogan did steroids in the 70s in the AWA, and he admitted to it. Everyone was doing it. I mean, no regulations were going on that at the time. You know, and the balls on her just to say, you know, Paige said, oh, we all did it. And she's sitting there, oh, I didn't do it. You're not a part of that. You're not in that conversation. You're not in the context that he was talking about. And DDP said, you know, that he didn't, that if it was going to be about steroids, he wouldn't have went on the show. If he was told ahead of time that he was going to be on there to talk steroids, he wasn't going to be on. I mean, it just makes no sense that they were going to do that, and it was just disgusting. And look at, I mean, I'm looking on Google right now, and I found a whole bunch of stuff. The fans are blasting Nancy Grace. And check out, let me bring you this WrestlingNewsSource.com article saying, quote, after a dozen performers that, it says, Diamond Dallas Page addresses his Nancy Grace appearance. This is what he said, quote, over a dozen performers that worked in some capacity at all different stripes in the career of the Ultimate Warrior joined together to pay tribute as part of the WGD Weekly with Steve and Scum present the ultimate tribute to the Ultimate Warrior, giving their memories both in and out of the ring. They don't say... Here we go, Diamond Dallas Page. Highlights from the tributes include Diamond Dallas Grace on his Diamond Dallas Page on his Nancy Grace appearance, saying, quote, I almost got up and walked away, but if I would have done that, how would that look for wrestling? I was just like, Nancy, he hasn't wrestled in 18 years. What are you talking about? So let's see. That's not exact live recording here. Wrong one. Nancy Grace, here we go. Slams. So Paige goes on to slam Nancy Grace. I'm bringing up another one on therap.com. I can't click out of it. There it goes. He's saying on here, had I known the topic discussed would be steroids, I would not have participated. So apparently, from what I'm hearing, is that he didn't know that it was going to be that. Saying, I went on Nancy Grace last night expecting to discuss Warrior the Man, Paige tweeted. Had I known that on the topic of discussing steroids, I would not have participated. At the time, I was also unaware of the list that was shown to the viewing audience. The segment featured the show's the spoken host. Nancy Grace raising speculation over whether the Ultimate Warrior's death was caused by steroid use. Grace featured a scrolling list of wrestlers who died too young, implying that their deaths were tied to drugs. The list included Owen Hart, who was not killed by drugs, was killed by a freak accident with his harness at the 1999 No Way Out or Backlash. I forget which one. Many wrestling fans felt that Grace had insinuated that Hart died of steroid abuse, and hashtag cancel Nancy Grace began trending on Twitter, of course, as well as hashtag boycott Nancy, which was trending on Twitter last Thursday. The Rap reached out to SLN to comment, but I believe there's no comment from them at all. Here is what Owen Hart said, Owen Hart's oldest brother, Smith, issued the following, saying, quote, I believe our beloved sister-in-law Martha, as well as the entire family, should be tremendously offended by the implication of Nancy Grace that my brother Owen's demise had nothing to do with drugs or steroids. For her attempt to capitalize on Warrior's death while his family grieves for personal choices he may have made more than 20 years ago is sad to say for what passes journalism today. Breaking news. Many rock stars snorted cocaine in the 80s. Perhaps we should shut down the entire music industry. We should not buy into any such ridiculous libelous statements. We will hear official details from the coroner this weekend and not from a gossip journalist. Mick Foley tweeted out, we all make mistakes, Nancy Grace, putting at Nancy Grace HLN. Please admit you made one regarding the death of Owen Hart. You have caused his family great pain. Page's full statement says here, I went on Nancy Grace last night expecting... I think I already mentioned that. Again, my only intention is to discuss Warrior the Man, and I shared some stories about how dedicated he was to the wrestling business. I am saddened that was not what happened, and my thoughts remain with his family. So you could check out the interview itself is all over YouTube. So there you go. And I think that Nancy, and again, Nancy Grace, I demand a public apology on your show on the next airing as soon as the coroner's office comes out. Actually, no, it did come out to say that drugs had absolutely nothing to do with the Ultimate Warrior's death. So, on that note, I'm going to take a break right now. When I come back, we're going to talk Raw. We're going to talk... I'm also going to talk about the WrestleMania documentary regarding the regarding Daniel Bryan. As well as, hey, what's going on over there on Impact? I mean, looking good. And hey, what's this? Global Force Wrestling? What? My God. Anyways, stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Guys, it's me, Mr. Money on the Mic, Jeff Jackson. And make sure you're checking out SNS Unplugged each and every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as myself and Bronxzilla, Tony J. Mirabella, bring you the latest news of the week, sponsored by Wrestling-Online.com, the NXT Rewind with Anthony Farley, everything that went down on Raw via the Raw Reaction, plus your phone calls and emails, and you never know what craziness might happen on the show. Once again, every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, SNS Unplugged, exclusively on the SNS Radio Network, www.snsradionetwork.com. It's unscripted, uncensored, unbelievable. It's Unplugged.
Hey there, listeners of the SNS Radio Network. My wife here. Now, as most of you listeners know, I happen to promote my own albums every now and again, and the latest one is now available. Yes, Dream Sphere. The musical journey that takes you through the realm of fantasy is now available at mindwipestudios.info. 14 tracks plus a couple of bonus tracks, all available for the neat little price of $10 US. $10 US or A. So check it out today. It's got some great tracks, including Witchwood, Dream Sphere, Flights of Dragons, and many, many more. Dreamsphere, available at mindwipestudios.info.
Hey, wrestling fans. Do you want a break from the day-to-day ins and outs of the WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor? Do you like talk radio that pulls no punches? And do you like your sci-fi and fantasy? Well, tune in to the Elite Force Podcast each and every midweek with Chuck W. and each weekend with William Walkie Walker and Mindwipe. Exclusively on the SNS Radio Network and the Chris Jones Gaming Network. Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
Real Campus, Real Radio, KJCC.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the Road Dog, Jesse James, and you're listening to Running the Ropes on the Unchained Wrestling Network. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it!
All right, guys, welcome back to Running the Ropes right here on the SNS Radio Network, the Unchained Wrestling Network, and KJCC 104.1 FM Real Campus Radio. Brian Maverick Bertrand with you once again. I hope that everyone at San Jose City College is having a great spring break. This is the time where you just got to get stuff done and have fun and do things. Me, I got to do a ton of homework between now and next Wednesday, so I'm not even tripping. Last week was the start of a big tribute week that they're doing for the Ultimate Warrior, and I'm gonna go ahead and play this highlight video. Raw came to you live from Birmingham, Alabama, the very big historic city, Birmingham, Alabama. Of course, the civil rights movement started there, and it's been, you know, huge. This was the site on where it says here, "Gone too soon. The Ultimate Warrior left a mark on the WWE locker room." And members of the WWE family and the universe gathered to pay tribute to the WWE Hall of Famer. 10 bells tolled, a moment of silence was observed, and every superstar donning Warrior's colors and his theme music was blaring throughout the arena. So that was cool. Let me play you the clip here. Oh, okay, let's see if we can do this now. Play the clip. If I could pull it up, hopefully. No, stop pulling up WWE Network. I already have it. Showing some highlights of the Ultimate Warrior's career. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but you get the gist. It was a big thing for them, and they really, really pulled out some stops for the Ultimate Warrior. His death was completely untimely, and the fans really, really loved it. So, I caught some of the stuff later on. After that, we had former world champion Alberto Del Rio getting defeated by Rob Van Dam, the reason for that was they started an Intercontinental Championship number one contenders tournament. Of course, I believe that this was kind of like another subtle tribute to the Ultimate Warrior. Of course, Ultimate Warrior was a very great Intercontinental Champion in the 80s. He had the Intercontinental title while Hulk Hogan had the world title up until WrestleMania 6, where Ultimate Warrior won the belt from him. But the first match here, touch and go for the whole damn show halfway through. But RVD came back and made the win. So there you go. Ryback defeats Cody Rhodes and Goldust. This is a pretty shortened match. But it was a big time upset. Of course, Ryback was pretty much on a losing streak for a while, but now it looks like they're back into it. So, Divas champion Paige defeats Alicia Fox. I believe this was a non-title matchup. And dude, this whatever she's going to call this scorpion crosslock submission, it was really good. I was so happy. It looks so good. I mean, not only the fact that it's Paige putting on the hold, she could put me in hold any day, but just the fact that it looks like it requires a lot of strength, and damn, you know. Randy Orton and Batista defeat tag team champions The Usos via disqualification. The Usos honor Ultimate Warrior with face paint, wearing the shirts and all that, so that was pretty cool. Of course, the one thing I thought was funny was that they wore half of each one wore half of Warrior's makeup, of course, opposite ends to signify one face, one unit, one Warrior, kind of thing like that. It's pretty cool. Anyway, Cesaro defeats Mark Henry, and this was match of the night for me. Cesaro defeating Mark Henry and just doing his thing and just really set it up. So, I mean, neutralizer and everything. It was great. But I'm just letting this thing play through. Let me just take that off there. I thought the match itself, what can you say about Cesaro that hasn't already been said everywhere, including on Running the Ropes? Because, I mean, damn. He has a strength. It's like they're utilizing his strengths now more so than they used to. Is this going to show the whole match? I hope not. Another message for the trial. Oh, there we go. Okay. Looks like I'm going to show the whole thing. Let me fast forward through it here. But he just had the whole neutralizer. Just look at, I mean, you guys aren't seeing this now, but if you watch it, that's 400 and like, what was it? 475 pounds or no, sorry, 450 pounds of big Mark Henry. Like, wow. After that, Rusev defeats Xavier Woods again, this time on Raw. Man, Xavier Woods just likes that paycheck a little much to get beat that bad by Alexander Rusev. And someone posted on the SNS Facebook page about Lana, the valet for Rusev, and I said that she looks like a pre-op before the lobotomy. You know, I'm not saying she's a tranny or nothing, a transvestite or nothing. I'm just saying, like, if it was Lady Gaga before she got the lobotomy operation, pre-op, before the lobotomy, you get it? I mean, I can't believe I had to explain that just now, but whatever. But that's what I think Lana looks like to me, fully made up, imposing figure, wearing the Russian thing. She reminded me more of Brigitte Nielsen in Rocky IV, when she was coming out with Ivan Drago, and just did the whole "I am so Russian," the whole thing. I don't know. Anyway, we'll move on here. Sheamus defeats Jack Swagger to advance his spot in the tournament. Pretty quick one, I think. But either way, Sheamus was shaken up in the victory. Big Show versus Damian Sandow never really happened. I don't know if that was supposed to be part of the tournament or not, but I guess that was thrown out. After that, John Cena challenges Bray Wyatt to a steel cage match at Extreme Rules coming up next month, I believe. Either this month or next month. I think it's next month. Fandango and Layla, who looked, oh, so sexy in that dancing dress, defeated Santina Marella and Emma, who looks very hot herself. So there you go. Bad News Barrett defeats Dolph Ziggler to advance in the tournament. I got some bad news for you. Dolph Ziggler, I'm sorry, dude, but you gotta do something you need to put, if anyone needs a push, it's definitely, Ziggler. So, after that, the Shield defeats there's a no contest in the match with the Shield against Del Rio, Swagger, and Bad News Barrett. Oh, wow. So, the Shield had to take on everyone in the Intercontinental title tournament. Alberto Del Rio, Jack Swagger, Bad News Barrett, Alexander Rusev, Fandango, Rybacksel, Titus O'Neil, and 3MB, but it went to a no contest because of the fact that Evolution has been reunited. Seth Rollins found himself victim of a plus-size numbers game from the Super Team, battered by Slater, McIntyre, O'Neil, Rusev, and Ryback in quick order. Reigns came into the rescue, spearing the big guy, I'm guessing that's Rusev, outside the ring. Subsequent melee ended in both the Shield's chances of leaving Birmingham upright. But anyway, both exclamation points came from in the form of Triple H, Batista, and Randy Orton reunited as Evolution, who administered RKO's Batista bombs and one final pedigree to the overpowered Hounds of Justice. Perhaps it's not all that surprising. After all, the Shield did cross a line in the sand. What did they expect? This is straight out of WWE.com. Anyway, I want to say, as far as the Warrior tribute goes, it was in the very beginning of the show. I think they've done that before with Macho Man. But what I really found funny on the SNS Facebook page was people are comparing Ultimate Warrior to other people. One person said that, oh, well, Shawn Michaels was bigger than Ultimate Warrior, so why didn't he get a tribute? Is Shawn Michaels dead? No. I'm sure if Shawn Michaels was dead, God forbid, that they would have a tribute for him as well. Just like they had a tribute for the Macho Man. Just like they had a tribute for, you know, all these other people. I'm sure they'd have sit-down things with Shawn Michaels. See, here's what I think. When a big-name wrestler passes away, and it's untimely, it's always untimely. Death is always untimely. If he passes away and he was a big enough star, a former world champion, former, you know, big name, like if John Cena died, oh, you'd know it. There'd be a huge tribute. You know, just ultimately, and I've said this last week, Ultimate Warrior for me was always on the same plateau as Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, who else? Andre the Giant. I would dare say The Undertaker. You know, they were on that high platform to put him on there. But to compare them, I mean, hell, same plateau as Shawn Michaels now. You know, to talk about them and say who was the bigger wrestler, which I personally found which I don't want to say I found it insulting. I just found it really irritating that someone would do that. But hey, it's your opinion. But I mean, think about it like this: if you're gonna put Ultimate Warrior on a platform like that and try and say, "Oh, well, Shawn Michaels is the bigger man," remember this: you know, he may have been big. Your opinion is that Shawn Michaels was bigger. It's not fact. Fact was that both of them were just as big in their respective eras as the other. Ultimate Warrior was big in the 80s and the rock during the post rock and wrestling era, during the highlights of WrestleMania 6, during the highlights of moving on and keeping everything going, part of the Mega Maniacs, and then when Hulk Hogan, when Macho Man and Ultimate Warrior were tagging together, and they really, I mean, he was a part of some huge stuff. With me, Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan were pretty much on the same exact level because they were both just as popular as the other. If Hulk Hogan, if Ultimate Warrior went to WCW the same in 94, the same exact time that Hulk Hogan did, you would still have a huge press conference. Hell, it would be even bigger than the original press conference in 94 at the Disney MGM Grand Studios. I still remember that whole thing too, because that was actually outside. That was actually done outside of Nitro and all that. When it was like on a, I want to say it was like a Saturday, like a Saturday afternoon or something. Not during WCW Saturday Night, but you know. Anyway, if he would have went over, if he was still wrestling and didn't have, say if he didn't have resentment for Hulk Hogan all those years, then we would have had something different. We would have had, maybe it would have kept him, kept Warrior from doing, from his vices, things like that, but we got what we got. And people need to remember that, you know, some people make poor choices in life, some people don't. In Hogan's case, it was, to me, it was not reaching out to Warrior sooner. I know that's probably going to get, you know, some heat on me, probably, but that's just my opinion. To me, Shawn Michaels deserves all the credit in the world because it's Shawn Michaels, Mr. WrestleMania, the showstopper, the main event, you know, the whole thing. But Ultimate Warrior was a tragic loss. And Hulk Hogan definitely, and my last thing I'm going to say on this before I move on to the next set, before I take a break, Hulk Hogan is that, sorry, Ultimate Warrior rather, he died, but he died with a smile on his face. Why do I say that? Because at the end of the day, at the end of the life of Jim Hellwig, of the Warrior, of the Ultimate Warrior, he mended all bridges. He talked it out with Hulk Hogan. He talked it out with Jake the Snake Roberts. He talked it out with Vince McMahon. Hell, he talked it out with Vince McMahon for an entire year prior to the Hall of Fame induction. He talked with Vince McMahon and let bygones be bygones when 2K14 came out. So I knew something was gonna, I knew something big was gonna happen in the works for this DVD, the induction, and all that. And personally, I would have caught the induction even if Jake the Snake and Razor Ramon didn't go in. As much as I love them, I would have been content with just the Ultimate Warrior. But I think everyone would have. So, anyway, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk TNA. We're going to talk some other stuff. Don't forget, May 17th, WrestleFest comes to the Newark Memorial High School in Newark, California. Check it out, btwrestling.com. Get your tickets there. So, yeah, like I said, we'll be back right after this.
What up, folks? This is Eric E. Dubzaline, a student here at San Jose City College and Beat Junkie Authority. Join me and my charismatic sidekick, Daniel D. Money Habteus, every Wednesday from 1 to 3 p.m. for the Offbeat Radio Show. We always play records that are left of center and off the beaten path. Hip-hop, techno, breaks, alternative, whatever. Get over the hump and tune in every Wednesday from 1 to 3 p.m. for the Offbeat Radio Show. This is Eric E. Dubzaline for KJCC.
The one on the plan, boy, you can't fuck, just toss that ham in the fry. Hey, everybody, this is the Bronx Father to tell you about the Get in the Zone podcast every weekend right here on the SNS Radio Network with myself, my co-host, Anthony Farley, and bringing you the TNA recap.
No! God, please, no! No!
L-Train. We also cover SmackDown, some news, and you might even get moments like this.
Oh, my brother! Testify!
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Wow, that wasn't half bad.
What the f***?
To quote, see, since I'm imitating D-Von tonight, I might as well run the gamut of black wrestlers and go with Booker T. Tell me I did not just hear that.
It's one of those things to edit. To edit or not to edit, that is the question.
For the reaction Anthony's giving, you cannot edit this one.
Oh, shit. Anthony's dead. He's just done. Oh, we might as well just end the show right now. So, check out the archive every single weekend and drop us an email anytime, snsgetinthezone@gmail.com, right here on the SNS Radio Network.
Duncan, you dig that?
All right, the time is now.
Hey there, old school wrestling fans. This is your personal ring announcer, Sean Beckerman here, reminding you to download the Pro Wrestling Nostalgia podcast known as Beyond the Bell each and every week on the SNS Radio Network.
You know that I'm the cream of the crop.
From WCW, ECW, WCCW.
The cream of the crop.
Back to the NWA, AWA, World Wrestling Federation, to now WWE, we cover it all. Famous feuds, our 101 series, the Horseman Files, old school music, greatest managers, tag teams, promos, you name it, Beyond the Bell covers it.
Kids stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun.
So tune in each and every week on the SNS Radio Network and go old school with Beyond the Bell.
What you gonna do when the largest arms in the world in Hulkamania destroys you?
Back to the jams, KJCC.
This is Cary Silkin from Ring of Honor, and you're listening to Running the Ropes on the Unchained Wrestling Network.
All right, wrestling fans, welcome back to Running the Ropes right here on the SNS Radio Network at snsradionetwork.com, the Unchained Wrestling Network at unchained-wwe.com. Head on over there, grab a wallpaper or two, or three, or four, or five. Hey, who knows? A lot. Also on KJCC 104.1 FM, Real Campus Radio, of course, KJCC on spring break. So a repeat of the shows last week, as well as some more election news coming up. It's going to be epic. Brian Maverick Bertrand with you once again, crossing the line over to TNA and the Titanic sinking of the promotion. Okay. Maybe Titanic sinking is kind of a overstatement, kind of a harsh perspective on it. But look at what's going on with Jeff Jarrett's new promotion. Seemingly a backhanded attempt to get back at Dixie Carter for something, because of the fact that Jeff Jarrett has decided to start a new wrestling project after he was ousted from his own company. Apparently, there's rumor going around that Jeff Jarrett still owns some shares in TNA. So, take that for what you will. But he started this Global Force Wrestling, and personally, I'm looking forward to it. I love the fact that that Jeff Jarrett is getting his name back out there. He's still probably going back and forth between here and Mexico and so much, but he's already been posting pictures with him and Jay Lethal, Kevin Nash, Kaz and Daniels, and so many more. And he has a bit of a... he has kind of a chip on his shoulder. I mean, look at the family he comes from. Jerry Jarrett, who's a very well-known wrestling promoter, of course, would have been able to run the WWF had Vince McMahon went to jail. He would have... I mean, Jeff Jarrett has did somewhat success. Somewhat being a very loose term. In TNA, I mean, he put TNA out there. He got a lot of stuff going for it. But now this whole new venture with Global Force is going to be interesting because of the fact that it's a new project, and all we're seeing are current and former TNA guys. The beautiful people were posing with them. I saw a picture of Jay Lethal. I saw one of Kevin Nash. I saw one of I don't want to say Kurt Angle. But there might be one out there with Kurt Angle. I'm not... I can't confirm that. If anyone wants to confirm that for me for next week, I would love to know. But he is really getting his stuff out there and putting it up for everybody to see. And he's being very, you know, vocal about it. And I'm glad to see that, you know, he's taking what he has. He's taking the ball that he's been running with. And making something out of it. And he really is gaining so much more respect from me and from a lot of people in the wrestling business. However, let's look at the track record, okay? Look at how TNA ended up, okay? Granted. TNA stopped being under Jeff Jarrett's control the moment Panda Energy bought it. Bought the majority share from Jerry Jarrett. Okay, that part I understand. Even before that, I'm sure some of the decisions people were looking at weren't really that good. You did have some good stuff starting out. You had great success for a while, but now you're looking at this new venture as competition. I mean, you want a true competition to TNA because it's not WWE, it's Global Force Wrestling. And I find it ironic because it, you know, TNA would try so hard for years to try and do something that, to try and do everything that WWE has been doing, and just not in a good way. So, TNA, I think, as far as it goes, TNA has this, has a problem with keeping people. However, look at the track record that they've had with people that have gone to WWE. CM Punk, for example, you know, he's been when he left TNA, he was kind of vocal about it. Of course, that's not going to be on the DVD, but he's been a little vocal about it and really setting and really getting himself out there. But see, another thing too is that what indie talent are they going to bring in? I could see them bringing in AJ. I could see them not bringing in AJ. But AJ Styles, I think, can work with Jeff Jarrett if the timing is right, if the money is right. I don't know if it'll happen, though. That's the thing. That's the thing I'm worried about. You know, TNA was a great success with AJ Styles. Very great success with that guy. He's put up so much numbers and all. He's put up so much for the company. And I mean, with the recent fallout with him and TNA, it's just empty without him. I mean, look at how TNA is looking now. I mean, so WWE makes Daniel Bryan the WWE champion, but there, I mean, so you go and make Eric Young the champion? Not saying Eric Young is a bad champion. I'm just saying that, you know, you're basically copying what they're doing, and I'm not particularly pleased with that. Well, I'm pleased with it, and I'm not at the same time because of the fact that it's just another example of TNA copying the company, WWE in like almost every facet, and I'm not big on that. I've never been. Look at what happened with Kurt Angle and Hulk Hogan. I just think that with all of that going on, it makes no sense having to try and repeat what WWE tried to do. I mean, hell, look at what they did. They basically recreated the 97 Montreal Screwjob, only in Orlando, which made no sense. And it's funny because Kurt went on like, you could hear Kurt saying, "I'll go right back to Vince," blah, 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 blah. But, you know, like, to the educated wrestling fan, it's like, what the hell are they doing? And I think that's what TNA is worried about, is the fans catching on to the fact that they're just repeating what WWE is doing. And they need to do what I've been saying for years, and that's stop trying to make WWE notice you. Stop trying to make WWE your competition. They're not your competition. Global Force Wrestling is the people you want to be worried about. Because I'll tell you what, Jack, you want to try and be creative with all this and try and make WWE, you know, eat their words for firing some of these guys, and sure. But remember, WWE is the big dog. You don't mess with the big dog unless you're willing to really fight. Okay, and that's what I really don't understand with TNA. It's like, why are you going to fight the big dog in this yard? It's not your place. You know that. TNA knows that. So then why do they keep doing it? Because they're insane. Because insanity, the definition of insanity, you know, just, you know, fits here. So if don't get me wrong, TNA has been putting out a good show. Great show for the last few weeks. I've said it. But is it too little too late? Personally, I think it is. I think TNA needs to, instead of trying to woo the fans as much as they, I mean, don't get me wrong, woo the fans. Woo the fans. Hell yes, woo the fans. But make amends with some of your best talent. Like AJ Styles, like Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe wants to leave. You know, you're already saying that you got multi-year deals with Gunnar, Robbie E, and James Storm. Okay. So you have James Storm and Gunnar going to feud. That's great. Keith, let them feud. It's a lawnmower going off in the background. I don't know if you guys can hear that. But don't screw things around. Don't screw things around to the point where you're going to shoot yourselves in the foot and just everyone's going to leave. And even with your multi-year deals from Storm and Gunnar and Robbie, you know, they're going to walk off too. Why haven't you announced anything about your world champion? How many years is Eric Young signed on for, huh? I mean, I would like to know. I'm sure everyone would like to know. But alas, we don't know yet. So, TNA, if you want me to cover your stuff, I would love to see more. I want to see what you guys are going to do to counteract Jarrett's promotion. Because I'll tell you what. If it's on a big enough platform for GFW to take off, I'm gonna cover it. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna end up covering it. And I think that, you know, if anything's gonna go on, granted, I love the people at TNA. The people at TNA have been nothing but great towards Running the Ropes and headlockstoheadlines.com. But if you want me to, you know, cover you guys and not badmouth it, I don't want to badmouth it. Please, guys, please. I want you guys to do good. You guys can do good. You guys have the, you guys are supposed to have the money and the power to do that. If you need a guy, I'll tell you something right now. If you need a consultant, no, look no further than the West Coast. Look at your boy Brian Maverick Bertrand here. I'll help you out. Look at, if you want to get some input, go to the West Coast. Come out here. Grab your, you know, your focus groups, grab your support, you know, your consulting firms, your lawyers, whatever. See what you could do to come out here, grab a focus group, add myself on there, educated wrestling people, educated wrestling fans, call them what you will, the IWC and all that. However, don't go on to say that we don't matter. Because I'll tell you one thing, we matter. The fans matter. Just because wrestling is more or less on the East Coast does not mean it doesn't have a presence here on the West Coast. I've said it many times before. We have WrestleFest on May 17th. Kirk White can really, really, would really love to see some TNA guys out there. It'd be a great place to engage your fans on the West Coast. Ric Flair is going to be there. Chris Masters. Hell, hire Chris Masters. You don't have, I don't think you guys are doing Ring Kicking anymore, so put him on TNA. Alright. Just so much stuff that we want to see, but we don't have that. We don't have the luxury of seeing a good TNA yet, and I want to see a great TNA, because you guys can do it. How are you going to do that? That remains to be seen. That lawnmower is getting louder again, so I'm getting louder. Yeah, you can probably hear it. So, if TNA can do it, let's just do it. I mean, TNA needs to do some damage control here, I think. I'm just playing with this mic stand here. Probably could hear that, too. So, just do that, and we'll be fine. We'll love you again. Trust me. Do good. Do some good. Do what you can. Again, your show has been okay. It has been pretty good so far. You have Eric Young as your champion. You have the Wolves taking on the Bromans. You have... You signed multi-year deals with Gunner and Storm and Robbie. So, we got this, dude. Come on. Bring it back. The Willow thing is taking off. I still want to see more from that to put out a valid opinion. But other than that, I mean, I don't see anything else too bad. So, but we'll see. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take another break here. When I come back, we're going to talk more wrestling, talk more Ultimate Warrior, talk some WWE Network, and so much more. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this. My horrible voice. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Hey guys, it's Mr. Money on the Mic, JJ, all caps Sexay of the SNS Radio Network. If you're looking for the latest news in professional wrestling and of course some of the best columns on the World Wide Web today, visit headlocks2headlines.com. That's headlocks, the number two, headlines.com. It's the official news site of the SNS Radio Network. You should make it your official news site as well. Once again, www.headlocks2headlines.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Mr. Money on the Mic, Jeff Jackson. And I want to take a moment to let you guys know that personally, I appreciate the support that we've had here on the SNS Radio Network over the years. And I'm here to tell you about a new way that you can help us out and show your support for the SNS Radio Network. We now have a way for you to donate to the SNS Radio Network. If you go to the SNSRadioNetwork.com main page, scroll down. There is now a donate button on the page. Now, I'm not saying you have to donate to us. But your donation is very appreciated, as we do a lot of hard work on the SNS Radio Network. Spend a lot of our time and our own money to make sure that you guys have entertaining podcasts and live shows on the SNS Radio Network. So to those who have donated so far, on behalf of the SNS Radio Network, we appreciate you and your continued support. And for those that will donate in the future, again, we thank you for your support of the SNS Radio Network. www.snsradionetwork.com, providing you with free podcasts since 2010.
Hi guys, you are listening to Marie, the sexiest of the sexy, on Running the Ropes on the Unchained Wrestling Network.
All right, welcome back to Running the Ropes, right here on the SNS Radio Network, the Unchained Wrestling Network, and KJCC 104.1 FM, Real Campus Radio. I hope you're enjoying your spring break out there. Real quick, before I get into it, I just want to say I got my sister into Game of Thrones, and just about an hour ago, as of this recording, I got her. She actually caught up to the Red Wedding, and she watched that, and yeah, she was like, from then on, like, she was shocked by what happened at, during the Red Wedding, but she like was like, oh my god, Game of Thrones is boss, man. Like, I told you, got you hooked. Now you want to see what's going to happen to these guys. You want to see these guys get destroyed in the end. Because for me, I look at it like this. Game of Thrones is a literal version of what happens when karma comes up and bites you in the ass. Just saying. But now, man, I've been watching that. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I've been watching that fourth season now. They're about two episodes in. Next one's coming up on Sunday. And see, what's funny is that they kind of made a messed up decision here. They premiered the fourth season of Game of Thrones on the same day of WrestleMania. So, like, it was hard for me to watch, but I was able to watch both shows in one day. So I was happy. But I'm not gonna spoil anything, but I'm gonna tell you, if you haven't caught any of this season's Game of Thrones yet, watch it, because trust me, it's made me the happiest kid ever. Like you just wanna have an F yeah moment, like, yeah man, finally, it's about time, things like that. So but she got up to that, and now she's getting into the fourth season. So I'm pretty happy for that now. Anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and give you some news now. Very first news coming up on headlocks2headlines.com, the official news source of Running the Ropes. Intercontinental Title Tournament, according to PW Insider, original plans for Monday's Raw did not have a contenders tournament for Big E's title. WWE officials are hoping that Christian will be back for a title shot, but apparently they got a bad report on his condition and went with the idea of crowning a new number one contender, considering the injury that he sustained. I believe that was because of a bit of a... I think he had like a concussion or something, I forgot. But It was interesting because of the fact that he was going for it, so, or they're going to put him up on that spot, because honestly, I look at it I don't think he should be going for the Intercontinental title because of his feud with Sheamus. So, Darren Young wrote the following on Twitter today, saying, quote, I tried to tough it out, but the doc informed me that I tore my ACL and surgery was needed. Surgery was a success, and now it's time to live up to hashtag no days off, hashtag rehab. So, good for him. Mr. No Days Off in rehab. Report coming out. A leaked Raw script on the roster backstage. AJ Lee was listed on to-be-determined status. However, Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Newsletter wrote the following, saying, quote, I believe AJ asked for some time off. End quote. This would run parallel to our report, to Headlock's report on Tuesday, where Lee was given the status of to-be-determined on the Raw script. She did not appear on the episode. Ultimately, her fiancé, CM Punk, has not appeared on WWE television since January and was given the same status. Many have speculated as to the reasoning of her absence, and a new Divas Championship Memorial Contender has already been named. It should be noted that Lee recently got engaged to Punk, and that there has been a belief that she would be moving to Chicago permanently with him. So, I guess to keep everything square and to get the moving process underway, I think she's taking time off for that. So, good for her. Ultimate Warrior's wife, Dana, issues a lengthy statement they had everything going. Let me start that over. Dana Warrior passes a lengthy statement on the passing of her husband, Ultimate Warrior. I'm gonna read you this last paragraph, this last couple of paragraphs, because I think, because most of it was just saying how grateful they were by the support they gained from WWE, from the WWE Universe, from everyone, saying thank you, and they're forever grateful. She also says here, The Undertaker and I have a bit more in common than you think. You see, I had a bit of a streak of my own going for the last 20 years. Yes, Weir and I have matches of our own. He would yell, I would cry. He would submit. He would yell, I would cry, he would submit. I would win, always. My quivering chin and pooch lip, that's cute, was always more powerful than any clothesline or gorilla press slam. He'd laugh and shake his head and say, you win, pooch. But really, we both did. My streak was broken on April 8th, 2014, when he collapsed. I fought and screamed and cried for him not to leave me, but I wasn't to win this round. Heaven won, and I lost. But I had the ultimate love for 20 years, and my children learned to be warriors from the ultimate dad. How cool would that be to have an ultimate warrior, to have ultimate warrior as your dad, and have him, like, just cut a promo when you're, like, little kids, and just like, yeah, dad, you rock, man! That'd be sick, dude. I wouldn't trade a moment of the life we shared, good or bad, for anything on God's green earth. He is the love of my life and gave me the gift of our beautiful, sweet, amazing girls. He was loyal and kind and strong and brave. He taught me to live by the creed, live strong, act bold, be brave. Nothing's hard to do, always believe. And with that creed, I will carry on and make him proud. Streaks are broken, but legends are forever. Always believe, Dana Warrior. She also goes on to say, in lieu of donations to the family or flowers, please make a donation to our wounded veterans and their families at OperationFamilyFund.org. Our brave servicemen and women are our true warriors. So, yeah, you know what? I think that was a statement that everyone's been waiting for. At least I have been waiting for, because the whole thing with Warrior was, I've said it earlier, it was a tragedy, and the outpouring of support from WWE, from TNA, from the fans, from everybody has been amazing. And I think at the end of the day, we gotta remember, we're all wrestling fans. We wouldn't watch this stuff unless it was something we loved. And I think that's what a lot of people that don't watch wrestling don't realize, why I still watch it as a fan, because I still believe that there could be some good in this. You know, there's still some stuff that can be done. Things should be changed around. I think the edginess is something. And at the same time, I think the world really can benefit from wrestling in that way. I don't like the term sports entertainment. I don't consider it. I consider it entertainment, but I consider it something more, something along the lines of comic books more than anything. But I guess that's still entertainment. So it makes sense. Sports entertainment. They're athletes. They work in a competition, and they're cutting promos and all that. So, I think that I think that wrestling in general, rather, has a bit of a niche to it. And we wouldn't have had that niche if it wasn't for guys like Ultimate Warrior or Macho Man or, you know, just other people from those days that aren't with us any longer. People that are still here that continue on their legacy and are there for the biggest moments of their lives, like The Undertaker losing a streak to Brock Lesnar. And Hulk Hogan passing on his knowledge of what it means to be the guy in WWE and passing it on to guys like John Cena or Daniel Bryan, you know, because look at the success Daniel Bryan's had, and him not fitting that mold is insane. So it's interesting to note something that of that significance. So I think at the end of the day, that's what we all want to do. I think WWE has been definitely a major role in the support, and as a fan, I would like to thank WWE for doing that. But I just don't. Oh shoot. I just had the mailbox open. So there you go. I just got some news in the email. The maestro. The maestro from the old WCW star, that he played pianos and blow bubbles, paid tribute. Here's an excerpt from his entry at PW Mania. Quote, in this life we may take so much for granted, we should make the most of every moment. Sure, we are critical, but we always should realize what we say and how it affects others. Never forget to tell your family and friends that you appreciate them. I don't know how that connects with the Warrior, but he goes on to say, there were harsh words said about him, there were jokes said about him, there was even a worldwide spread DVD making a mockery of him. Of course, that being the DVD I have, The Self-Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior. I'm actually looking at it right now. Yeah, I see it down there. It's actually sitting at the bottom of my DVD shelf. But here's the bottom line, he goes on to say. Ultimate Warrior brought a joy to a lot of lives and inspired many to love wrestling and become wrestlers. Regardless of opinion, in mind, him and Hulk Hogan had one of the greatest WrestleMania main event matches of all time. He wasn't a master technician in the ring, but he had off the chart charisma, power, put many butts in seats, larger than life superhero to many, myself included. Finally, he goes on to say, seeing him on stage, being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, hugging and kissing his daughters, was one of the most beautiful things I've ever witnessed. And I can agree with that. The Warrior, I think Warrior really has stepped up. Has really put so many lives in there. And I think having it so, being so close to the induction and to WrestleMania and all that, it just really was overwhelming. But at the end of the day, like I said, and this is one thing I'll close on, because we're going to end it here. No matter what happened that whole week, As a fan, I'm content with the fact that before Ultimate Warrior passed away, he not only made amends with WWE and Vince McMahon, but he also made amends with Hulk Hogan and Jake the Snake Roberts and everyone else, probably everyone else that he's had grudges with. He finally laid it to rest, rebuilt the bridge, and kept everything going. And he, you know what? I wouldn't have been surprised. Had he not had this heart attack, I would have loved to see him have one more match. And I think everyone would have. I think that with the world being so cruel and all this mockery and all this resentment, it's all in the past. And now they released a new DVD telling the Warrior's side and reliving his matches. It just makes it all worth it. So, I just hope the family is able to move on and keep being Warriors. And, you know, speaking of his daughter, you know, his daughters would learn from him. I would not be surprised to see them become WWE divas. It could happen. It wouldn't be the first time. Look at Tamina Snuka. You know? So, I just am sad that it happened so close to WrestleMania and all that. So, but as long as he's able to make amends and get his affairs in order, you know, out of sheer, you know, the timing of it, you know, I'm just glad it happened. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and leave it here. If you want to get a hold of me, you can always hit us up. You can always contact me via our email at runningtheropes@yahoo.com. You could also leave us a message on our Facebook page, facebook.com/runningtheropes.radio, because, you know, we have to have that dot radio in there. And you could always follow the show on the SNS Radio Network at snsradionetwork.com, the Unchained Wrestling Network at unchained-wwe.com. You can get a wallpaper there too. Lots of good stuff by Dez. Also, we're on KJCC 104.1 FM, Real Campus Radio, where you could hear some new content from some fresh voices that are looking to get into the radio business on a grand scale. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Brian Maverick Bertrand. I hope to see you all next week. So, for everyone here, I just got to say, see you later, everybody.
This has been a presentation of Running the Ropes, the official podcast of the Unchained Wrestling Network, and brought to you by the SNS Radio Network. The views expressed in this program are that of the panel and not of the networks or their affiliates.